Hi, everybody. Welcome to Don't Ignore the Nudge. This is the place where you get to hear extraordinary stories of ordinary people and how God has nudged them to either do something or not do something in their life and what happened because of it. My name is Corey Freeman, and I just wanted to get these stories out there. I hope you enjoy them as much as I do. So let's get started. Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Ignore the Nudge. Today, before we get started, I just wanted to let you know that because you guys are part of the podcast community, you can get your intro session with me for business coaching or personal coaching for $99 instead of the $149. What that includes is a session on Zoom or in person if possible, if you're in Southern California. And it is an hour and a half intro session. It's priced where anybody pretty much can do it. And that way you get the opportunity to see what coaching's like and also see if it's a good match for you. And then we can go from there. I look at it as a standalone, and it is an opportunity to just get to know each other. And you do leave with homework. It is a deep dive, but I am not going to be trying to sell you a package or a program or a so many months commitment. It is truly just a standalone opportunity. So it's an hour and a half and you can see what coaching is like. So take advantage of that. You can email coach@coreyfreeman.com for that. So I want to let you guys know that. Today I just am doing a quick nudge, and the title of this is Nudge or Nudge It. And the reason I'm saying that is because so many times people will say to me, oh, well, it wasn't that big of a thing. It's not really where it would be worthy of an episode on your podcast. Oh, it was just this or just that. And I just wanted to encourage you guys that God does small things, big things, but they're all big things when you need it at a certain time. You know, for instance, the episode with me in the parking lot at the hospital where I'm by myself and I look down in my phone. And right after I pray for God to show me he's there with me, you know, right after that, the sun reflects in the mirror next to mine and it goes into my phone and it's forming a perfectly shaped prism of a cross in my phone. And of course, that is something that meant a lot to me at that moment. And I needed it more than I knew in that moment. But to some people, that would be small. I've had someone that I know that was ready to pull out onto a street. And right before they pulled out into the street, they felt this overwhelming urge from God not to go out, like stop. It was just a very immediate stop, don't go forward. And when she stopped her car, just then, out of the blue came a semi. I don't know if it came around a corner. I don't know the whole story, but it came out and it would have hit her if she pulled out. So that even the one word stop to her, it's just, oh, it was big for her. It saved her life. But some people might think, oh, well, that's not enough to be on the podcast. So I'm really encouraging you guys. This is what I'd love. You know, I'm all about homework with the business coaching. If you're a client of mine, you're smiling right now because it is true. You always leave with homework unless you're overwhelmed and burned out. And then I'm going to be taking things off your plate for homework, but you're still getting homework, even if it's taking things off your plate. But your homework, if you choose to accept it, is I would love you guys to get out some paper and or your phone and to notice what things happen in your week this week that would be considered nudges from God. And I'd love you to write out like, oh, that's right, I wasn't going to go early to pick up my child, but because I felt like I was supposed to from the Lord, I get there and there's somebody there that you were supposed to meet and they gave you a job. Even small stuff like that, or it's actually big stuff, but I would love everybody out there that's listening to this week, just to, even if it's for yourself, just to see how present the Lord is. But secondly, even if it's a small thing, let me know about it. And you know, let's get it out there. And if you don't tell me about it, please tell your family about it. Please tell friends at church about it. But God is always giving us his presence. And, you know, his presence is a present for sure. And we need to be showing people and telling people the good news. And if you're not comfortable sharing the gospel, maybe you're comfortable sharing a story of something that happens. That is sometimes the best way to share Christ, is through a story, how he's changed or impacted your life. So anyway, I just wanted to take this time on this quick nudge and to remind you, there's no such thing as a small nudge as far as a nudge at. They're all nudges from the Lord, and they all are poignantly placed in our lives at that particular moment for us or whoever experienced them. So I just wanted to remind you of that and give you that challenge to keep track. And I'd love, you know, if you're in the Facebook group, it's don'tignorethenudge.com/Facebook. Facebook is a small F. You go in there, you give me your email, you can get into the group and you can watch the episodes, see the people's sweet faces as they share. And feel free to actually post like a list of, if you want, or a couple things that happen, show me your list and post it in the Facebook group. That'd be great. So anyway, just wanted to jump on here and let you guys just be in, like, motivated to sort of notice what God's doing in your lives. So until next time, may the Lord bless you and keep you.